Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. It's about time to have a crazy conversation. You know, you drafted some players in fantasy and you're like, this is my wide receiver two, my RB two, my flex. And then here we are and we're into October and you have to ask yourself, do I even hang on to these players in fantasy? I mean, this is tough, George, because, you know, look, some people spend a lot of time preparing and there are some people who just pop on Yahoo, CBS, ESPN and just draft their team and that's it. But regardless, it kind of reminds me a little bit of sports, Major League Baseball, the NFL, hockey, where you draft a player so high in fantasy, first five, six rounds, and in reality, you draft that player five, six rounds. It's like you want to get the most out of him before you actually just make the cut. And that's where we're going to begin here on the show. Let's start off, George, with a player that changed locations, and we were told that this was going to be the game-changing move for the Chicago Bears. They already had DJ Moore. They got Caleb Williams, but the player that was going to put them over the top was Keenan Allen. And Keenan Allen, George, let me just tell you right now, he's headed to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I mean, this guy's numbers are up there with everyone else in the history of the league. And he's going to go in with a Chargers helmet. We know that. But what's going to happen with him as a member of the Bears? Is it over?
Now, I don't have Allen anywhere. And the main reason for that is once a player changes teams, I don't have much interest in that player. Not in year one. I just think it takes a lot of time to get the, you know, accustomed to the team, the quarterback, the chemistry, how things are run there. Not to mention real life stuff as far as, you know, I don't know if Keenan Allen's married with kids, but you got to bring the family out there. You know, where do I go shopping? Where's the laundromat? You know, all this sort of stuff. Where's my favorite pizza place? So there's a lot that goes into it in my mind. So I generally stay away from players in all sports, by the way, not just NFL, MLB, NHL. I just don't like players that change teams. And plus you throw in the fact that, you know, it's not like he was going to play with Patrick Mahomes. That might change my mind a little bit. He was a rookie quarterback. Didn't know what to think here. And Allen gets hurt a lot. All right? And those are all things I don't like here. Now, when we say hold or drop somebody, it depends on, A, who you're picking up. Who are you dropping them for? You know, yeah. And also, you know, what's on your roster? Can you afford to get rid of them? You know, what's your record? If you're 0-4, you got nothing to lose. All right? You got to make some moves here because you can't afford to lose this week. You know, so a lot of that goes into it. You're 4-0, you can be patient. You know, see what happens in a couple of weeks. Maybe he does figure it out here. Yeah. Yeah. Do I lean towards drop? Sure. Would I drop him? Probably not. Not yet. You know, I'm not really willing to move. I'm very patient when it comes to my fantasy teams. I'm also, a friend of mine gave me the nickname, a vulture. So if you dropped Allen, I'm probably picking him up. You know, he'll be better than somebody on my roster that I can wait. I can wait to see if it pays off here. I want to be a little bit more patient, Craig, probably at least 2 more weeks.
You know, some of this is caveat based. And so I'll throw mine in my little asterisk caveat here on the show. George made a good point, which is it depends on where you are. So I'm going to set it up for you. if you played 4 weeks of fantasy football and you have Keenan Allen, you were 0-4, you were dropping him. If you are 1-3, you were dropping him. And if you're 2-2, you're dropping him too. I have not seen anything promising from him this season, and you cannot sit here and sit back and have a guy on your roster that you literally can't play this week without taking a shot on someone else, somebody who's out there on the waiver wire, whether it's Wicks or whether it's Wandale Robinson or Keon Coleman or Samuel. I think you got to cut him. So I'm going to say drop. Yeah. Like if you are an average team or worse, I think time is up on Keenan Allen. I don't think he's going to be in the league next year. I mean, it's crazy to say. He was as dominant a player with the both LA and San Diego Chargers for a decade, but I think it's come to an end. All right, well, we don't know the Dolphins' situation for the future, but we know for the present it's as bad as any team in the NFL. And I do want to say, and George and I have talked about this before, you know, we've talked about it on and off the air, is that backup quarterbacking in the NFL is just never going to be good. Let's be honest. How they can have 100 colleges and they can't have 20 good quarterbacks in the NFL is crazy. So let alone having 40 is impossible. So the Dolphins are just literally throwing darts. They threw a dart with Skylar Thompson. It didn't work. They went to the practice squad of a team that didn't want Snoop Huntley. And if you watch some of the video post-game, George, from that last game, Huntley had no idea what he was doing, man. Tyreek Hill was running down the field, didn't even look. I said last week I thought Jaylen Waddle will at least catch some balls over the middle. He barely did. But I'm going to go first here, George. You cannot cut Jaylen Waddle. I mean, you got to be crazy. I mean, if you think that Tua could come back for weeks 11, 12, and 13, you hold this guy. You absolutely hold this guy. I mean, still very young. And by the way, here's the other thing, George. Who's to say that Huntley is not the quarterback next week and it's Tannehill or somebody else? I have to hold on to Waddle, although I will say I can't play him right now. I sit him.
Oh, he's an absolute sit. There's any doubt you're not playing him. I have Tyreek Hill. I don't want to start Tyreek Hill. I don't. The only reason I'm starting Tyreek Hill this week is because in the league, I only have him in one league. Neighbors is out, and I think one of my other Amon St. Brown's on bye. I don't have a choice. I got nobody left. All right, so that's the only Hopkins is another wide receiver I have. And by the way, if Tennessee was playing this week, I probably would have started Hopkins over. So there's nothing I can do there. I have to start Hill. I don't expect much here. I'm not releasing Waddle either, only because, listen, Tua's getting all good reports, right? He's cleared concussion protocol. None of these neurologists are telling him that he has to retire. So he's not getting that kind of bad news here. Craig, I wonder if he's back in 2 weeks. You know, I wonder if he's back for week 7. You know, week 8.
Yeah.
Right. Not impossible at all here. No. So yes, I'm holding on to Waddle. You know, I think their schedule gets a little easier. Who do they play this week? New England. Maybe you could pull out a win there. What I'm saying is, we have a season that's not lost. I do wonder if they're 1-6, 1-7. You know, okay, right. Maybe then it's a lost season for Tua. That I worry about.
Yeah. No, basically they lose this week. It's a lost season, it feels like. This is probably the line of demarcation. They lose to New England. That's it. Amari Cooper is an interesting case because I don't think he's going to be on the Browns in a month from now. I think he's going to be somewhere else. There was rumors that he was going to be traded before the season. He did not. Cleveland looks like a lost cause, George, at this point. And so you're basically guessing that Cooper could end up somewhere else outside of Cleveland. On Cleveland, he's a drop. Is he a drop if he ends up somewhere else?
You already heard me say it earlier, right? How I don't like players who change during the offseason. More or less an in-season trade. When was the last time you saw an in-season trade work here? Well, you know what? It might be Amari Cooper because he did go to Dallas, right? And that seemed to work later on that season as Dak needed a true number one wide receiver. What you said is correct about Cooper. He was talked about as being traded during the off-season or during the training camp for Brandon Ayuk when San Fran was, we'll trade Ayuk. We need a receiver back along with a top pick. All right. But Cleveland wasn't willing to do that, assuming that was the deal there. Do I think he gets moved? Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. I'd be interested if he goes to Kansas City. You know, see how that works out there. But Kansas City's up against the cap. I don't know if they can or want to make that work. So it'll be interesting there. But I agree with you. I think it will be on a different team. That being said, what did you say earlier? If you're 0-4, he's a drop. 0-3, 1-3 a drop, 2-2.
Yeah, that's it.
0-4, 1-3, you're moving on. You ain't got no choice. You got to win now. 2-2, maybe you can be patient. Maybe. But he's the guy, if I need a wide receiver, I got no choice. He has to go, and I got to find somebody else. I got to win now.
All right. You ready for this one? You ready? You sure? Here it is, Mark Andrews. People are watching the show and they're embarrassed that we have not mentioned Mark Andrews yet. The single biggest bust in tight end in years in fantasy based on where he's been taken. He has not been hurt. George thinks he's still hurt. He may be right. Six catches, 65 yards. George, I still can't cut this guy. I can't do it. I look on the waiver wire every day. I'm like, I'm still going to start the abominable snowman here. Like, this is horrible, and I got to do it again. I got to do it. I think I'm going to start him again this week. I keep hearing he's going to be good. He never is.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audionatum, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audionatum is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audionatum has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audionatum to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audionatum is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audionatum, you can hear life again.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
I have him in my home league, all right? And I've had to start him every week because what you said is true. I look at the waiver wire, too. There's nobody there. There's no one else for me to take here. That being said, I have Ingram. He's coming back this week. I am sitting Mark Andrews, folks. He finally gets off my team this week.
I have nothing. Should I pick up Ertz? Would you start Ertz over Andrews?
Yes. Yes. Easily.
We'll have more of these conversations next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. We're going to dive into some potential quarterbacks to cut. In fact, one player at running back, two players at running back we're going to go through that I have on my team. Meanwhile, I'm 2-2, and I have these guys who are doing nothing. But let's start off with the quarterback position. Deshaun Watson, man, what is Cleveland going to do after this season? I understand that everyone's saying that there's like cap situation, and I mean, they'll work it out, and Cleveland will have a new quarterback next year, and this will just go away like every other time. I mean, Cleveland had Brock Osweiler for a while too, don't forget. But George, 12-team league, Deshaun Watson should be cut. Is he a super flex starting quarterback? Can you cut him in a super flex league?
No, you don't start. No quarterback gets cut. Every starting quarterback is taken in a super flex league. All right. You do need someone to cover during buys. And you do simple math here. If you're in a 12-team league, 12 times two, it's 24 quarterback start. There's only 32, theoretically. I mean, there's at least four teams that are without a quarterback during a bye week. Right, because not every team can have three. So, no, you're not cutting Deshaun Watson, not a super flex. He's not starting in a quarterback one league. Now, in a super flex, could you have a third quarterback that you want to start over him? Sure. I mean, he's awful right now. He's just awful. Odds are you are still starting him, and you're probably starting him this week. It is the Washington secondary. You know, I know they played great last week against Kyler Murray. Nobody saw that coming. We thought that'd be a big-time shootout between Daniels and Murray. It happened for Daniels. Did not happen for Murray, especially after that first drive here. So you're likely starting Watson this week. But in most weeks, you want nothing to do with this guy. It should be just a matter of time until Winston plays. When do they admit that, all right, he's done? It's a sunk cost. We were idiots. We gave him the stupid contract. Now we got to eat it. All right, he's not getting, by the way, they can't get out of that contract. That's a guaranteed contract. That's a baseball contract. All right, they ain't getting out of that for nothing. And ain't no one trading anything to get him to put him on their team and put up with the publicity they're going to have to put up with. They're screwed. Good for you, Browns, is what you get for being stupid and then trying to sell it off like it was a good move here. One thing I might do, you might want to claim Winston. Once again, these are super flex leagues. We're desperate for quarterbacks. Sooner or later, I got to think he's taking over, and we need that quarterback here. And by the way, Joe Flacco, if people haven't claimed him, should already be claimed.
Yeah, active in a lot of fantasy leagues going into the week. All right, our next quarterback, I can't believe he's made our list. I feel like our producer Sam may have had a gummy before he did this list here. I'm not really sure. George did this? George, what gummy did you have before this? We're not cutting Patrick Mahomes in any fantasy league. Why are we even talking about this?
Patrick Mahomes has not finished as a quarterback one since about week 12 of last year.
I know, but you're not cutting him.
Cutting him? Probably not. Probably not, but you're not starting him. In a one quarterback league, he's not startable. I mean, he's not even close to startable. All right, he has no one to throw to. He's not putting up any kind of fantasy points for you here. He's a great NFL quarterback. He's not a great fantasy quarterback. Not right now. We can revisit this if they acquire a wide receiver. And Devontae Adams is not getting traded there, by the way. He would love it, but that's not happening. You know, maybe the Cooper one we talked about earlier, somebody else that comes up on the board. Tyreek Hill. Excuse me. A little something in my throat there. But you're not starting him. Are you dropping him? Probably not, but you're not starting him. And by the way, as far as dropping him, if you're in one of those one quarterback leagues where there's 1,000 quarterbacks on the waiver wire because no one has more than one, and I play in those. Kirk Cousins is out there. Derek Carr was out there. There are plenty of quarterbacks there. And you see another player you need during a bye week and you have to win, then guess what? He is droppable. All right, don't fool for the name here. He's not doing anything.
I know, but I think that you'd be surprised that he's probably still starting in every 12-team league right now.
I know he is.
If you went back in your league this past week and you play in 9, I'm going to guess he started in almost in every league. I know he started in mine this past week because I played against him.
Yeah, so. If it was super flex, so you're almost definitely
He's still living on name value. Let's just put it that way. And he still has 900 passing yards on the season. It's nothing to sniff at. I mean, Baker Mayfield threw for 180 in the game last week. I know he threw 3 touchdowns on Thursday. All right, so this was one of my sleeper picks going into the season. It's working out real well. He's not playing at all. Blake Corum, who was a star in college, but it's Sean McVay, so that means you have no idea what's going to happen with the running back position. And in this case, Blake Corum is not seeing the field. And Ronnie Rivers is playing behind him. So barring an injury to Kyren Williams, George, I think it's time for me this week to start cutting bait. I'm 2-2, and I think in the league that I have him, that's the dynamic. Is if you need to fill the roster spot, I think you got to make it happen. The other thing, too, is you can look at your fab budget, and you can also look at your waiver position in fantasy, see where you are, and understand that, hey, look, if I still have a lot of money in my budget or if I have the number one or number two overall pick and something happens to Kyren Williams, I'll just go grab him next week if I can. But by the way, wouldn't shock me at all to see him play and rush for 100 yards. The Rams, to me, are a complete mystery at running back.
I think the talent is there for Corum. It is, but he's not seeing the field. And Kyren Williams is playing great, absolutely great here. I don't think this changes anytime soon. All right, I only have Blake Corum in one league. And by the way, he was everyone's favorite sleeper. We all loved him. We were all saying, hey, if you get Kyren, you better take Corum as well, right? They're a little handcuff, they're a little backup for you. All right, we were all on that. Now, I have him in one league. I don't think I've released him yet because it's a deeper league. There's no one else out there for me to get. You know, so I'm not willing to go for him yet. But in a normal league, he's got to be gone. Yeah, you should have Sermon this week. There are lots of guys. McNichols, I would have taken him on Washington earlier in the week when I thought he might play over Brian Robinson. So, he should be gone. It's not that I don't believe in the talent. I do. But the opportunity's not there. All right, you want to blame McVay? Fine. I guess that's who we should be blaming. You know, Kyren Williams playing so well. Remember back in, what was it, in the end of preseason? Oh, he's going to return punts. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah. Raiders have turned to Alexander Mattison, which is surprising considering Mattison was so poor last week with the Vikings. They signed him. It looks like a good move now because Zamir White, who came on for Josh Jacobs last year, George, has been a zero. I think if we're doing this in 2 weeks from now and the same results happen, Zamir White is a cut. But for me, it's a hold right now. I've got him in a league. I'm just going to hold and wait and see, but it's close. I mean, it is close. If you're not going to play, there's no point.
I agree. It's really close. Now he's probably not playing Sunday. All right. I think Pierce said yesterday that he's pretty much doubtful to play here. I don't want to cut him because, once again, running back with a heartbeat, you know. But that being said, if I need the guy for this week, then.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
He's got to go, but I'd like to hold on to him at least a little longer.
All right, we will talk about some trades in fantasy football when we return next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Some potential buy low candidates or trade candidates if you have them on your roster. We're approaching that time of the season where it's make or break for a lot of you out there, depending on what your record is. So let's go through them now. And George and I will touch on a couple of really high-powered offenses that has seen a couple of players not do what we thought they would. One of which has been Devon Achane, whose numbers are pretty good, all things considered, meaning that he's done zero the last couple of weeks. But because of the fact that he was playing so well with Tua, his numbers are a little stacked here. He's got over, 350 receiving and rushing yards combined, 20 receptions, 2 touchdowns. And if you have him, George, I don't know that you're going to get fair value back in return for him. So my guess is he's the kind of player that you may want to try and acquire. But when you draft a player like this with so much potential, it's hard to pry this guy out of somebody's hands.
He's the kind of guy that right now, if you're looking to acquire him, you're assuming Tua is coming back in 2 to 3 weeks, all right, because there's nothing going on right now. And I don't know if that changes anything this week or next year. So you're hoping Tua is coming back. If he does come back, theoretically, everything's great again, right? Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle are going to get their catches. Achane's going to never face an 8-man box in his life because all the safeties have to play cover 2 and cover 3. So there we go, right? That's what we're hoping for here. Right now, like I said, that's the gamble. If I'm 4-0, all right, I'll take a shot. Because you're not paying full price. You're paying 80 cents, maybe 80 cents on a dollar here. Because I'm not paying full price for him. I'm not because, hey, I know the next 2 weeks I'm eating it, and I don't know what they're at. So you're not paying full price here. So you're selling low. You're buying, you're selling low if you're selling that chain right now. So be careful what you're doing here. But once again, if you're 0-4, 1-3, you might have to win now.
Now let's go to the San Francisco 49ers, and this is an interesting name because he got that contract extension in the offseason. But meanwhile, Juwan Jennings, without Debo Samuel, had a better week than Brandon Ayuk has had all season. Ayuk, 13 receptions, 167 yards. That's a game for some receivers. Ayuk turns out to be probably exactly who we thought he was, George, which is an excellent complimentary receiver. But even without Debo Samuel in the lineup, it was Juwan Jennings that was the guy. And if you remove them all, it's probably George Kittle that is the guy. So I'm not really particularly interested in acquiring Ayuk. I know that he's going to win like a week for me this year, maybe two. But I mean, if I could fade, I think I would.
I wonder if Shannon... Is Shanahan or Lynch, by the way, not realize what they had in Jennings? Because I said, well, when they wanted to trade Ayuk, part of the condition was they wanted a receiver back. You know, did you not realize you had Jennings? Because you know, I think if they knew, then they would have traded Ayuk, right? Why pay the, you know, $33 million a year to somebody who maybe not that true number one? You could have traded him. You had Jennings and Debo, and you would have got the picks back for him. That's just something to think about there. I'm not starting him right now. I don't want to start him right now. You may have to. I've got him in a couple of leagues. I think I have to because I just don't have – it's bye weeks. What am I going to do? I don't have anybody else here. But I don't love it. You know, what do I expect? And right now, he's a guy who, if I had my choice, Craig, I'd rather see him do it first. Then I can plug him back in next week.
Kyler Murray of the Arizona Cardinals, 777 passing yards, 164 rushing yards, 6 touchdowns, 1 interception. You know, I'm not huge on Murray, but he's been back a year now. It feels like he's starting to click a little bit. I know it was not a great week for him last week against Washington. I looked at their schedule coming up. I think it's going to get better for him a little bit. He may be somebody that I would target.
Sure, I have no problem with Murray. Once again, low-end quarterback one, quarterback high-end quarterback two. He's running, right? That's averaging 40 yards over rushing. That's 4 points there. We'll take that's a touchdown pass. All right, we'll take that there. So he's been fine. Probably not as good as we'd hoped, but he's been fine here. And I'm not afraid of starting him at San Fran, by the way. That San Fran secondary can be picked on, assuming they can protect him.
Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, you can't convince me to buy Kelce at this point. I think they activated another tight end this week off the practice squad, by the way.
Well, they got nobody else left. All right, they don't have a choice here. Would I buy? No, because no one's going to trade you Kelce for what you want to pay, which is probably, once again, 70 cents on the dollar here. It's just not going to happen here. So, no, I'm not buying Kelce. That being said, I do think he's back to a degree only because there's no one else left. Who's he throwing the ball to? It has to be Kelce. Has to be Kelce.
I mean, you would think so, or Worthy. I mean, there are just no options in Kansas City. They're almost back to where they were a year ago, which is crazy with the fact that they tried to improve the team as much as they did. All right, we'll take a quick timeout here on Fantasy Sports today. We'll take a look at Week 5 and preview all the games coming up next when we return. So make sure you're with us each and every week, including this week. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, the NFL is certainly fortunate that their game in London features the biggest market in the country in New York and also features the best team in the NFL. That's right. It's the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know who had that at the beginning of the season. But, George, this promises to probably be an entertaining game, I would guess. The Vikings' defense has been fantastic. It has come through in so many big spots. It was really incredible to see last week how the Vikings jumped out all over the Green Bay Packers and dominated until they kind of let them back in at the end of the game. But it's an all-hands-on-deck Vikings team right now in fantasy with their quarterback, receivers, and running backs, and basically everybody else. And the question just has to become at this point, do the Jets bounce back in London this week?
You think about the Vikings. Right now you have the MVP, right? Sam Darnold, or at least the comeback player of the year. The offensive player of the year could be Justin Jefferson here. Your coach of the year could be O'Connor. I mean, even Brian Flores, right? He's fantastic as a defensive coordinator. He's really been we didn't expect that. You already said it. We didn't expect Minnesota as a whole. I never thought this defense was going to play this well. I know they fell apart in the second half of last week's game. Let's see if that holds up this week. Let's see if Aaron Rodgers can take advantage of that here. Should be a good – or it has the possibilities of being a good Sunday morning game here. I'll tell you one thing. If the Jets lose, it's going to be another fun week in New York next week. All right, so we'll see here. Let's see if the Sam Darnold, does he get his revenge? What everyone's going to be looking at, does Sam Darnold gets his revenge? Craig? I think he does.
Mets, Yankees, Jets, Giants, everybody playing this week, either in New York or somewhere else. All right, let's get to the Panthers and the Chicago Bears. On paper, a really good matchup for the Bears, as it was last week against a very decimated Rams defense, and at least they put a 24 spot up at that point. Panthers defense has been pretty bad, George. And they crashed a little bit back down to earth, although you're not going to complain that they got 21 points. I am worried about Panthers players this week. the worst defense in the NFL has been the Bengals, and the Bengals allowed them to put 3 touchdowns up last week. I don't think that happens again this week. I'm going to sit guys on Carolina, and I'll go limited with some of the ones on the Bears.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a great fantasy game for us here. One thing to keep in mind, Jonathan Brooks, he was eligible to be activated to practice, and not quite yet. But I don't know if that matters, by the way, because Hubbard's played that well. And when he comes back, Brooks is going to muddy this backfield, right? Because Hubbard's been that well. Hubbard, I want to start here, probably starting Deontay Johnson, but I don't expect much. You know, sort of what you're saying here with the Chicago Bears, not starting Allen here, not starting Adunze. I want to go with Swift. Caleb Williams only in a 2-quarterback start league.
All right, now let's go to one of the hot games of the week where the Ravens through the years have dominated the Cincinnati Bengals. And I just mentioned the Bengals defense is subpar, so it's all hands on deck for the Ravens. They found the secret sauce, George. It's handing off to Derrick Henry. So that's not good news for Andrews. It's not good news for Zay Flowers. And to some degree, it's not good news for Lamar Jackson. And on the side of the Bengals, yes, Ja'Marr Chase involved again, Joe Burrow involved again, T. Higgins not as much. We saw a little shift at running back with the Bengals last week with Chase Brown getting more involved. But I got to tell you, Zach Moss has been a really good fantasy running back, and no reason to think anything except for statistically wise, he's going to be back end RB1, maybe RB2 this season.
Generally, these games, if you believe it, you already said it, the Ravens win, but the Bengals put points up. All right, so I'm not afraid of starting, Burrow, Chase, and Higgins is probably going for me as well here. The run game I might worry a little bit about only because if the Ravens can't be stopped, they ain't running the ball. So that is one of my concerns here. I think the Ravens passing game does get more on track. And by the way, remember when I said earlier that I didn't have to start Andrews this week? Well, that neighbor's injury, I have a wide receiver tight end flex position. I have no one to fill it other than Andrews. All right, everyone else is on bye this week. It's like, ugh. So Andrews will be on my starting lineup this week, unless I want to release him for somebody else here, which I might do. We'll check it out. I think Zay eats this week. Henry's going to eat. I think Lamar will be fine. Andrews, though, like I said, until I see it, I really don't want to start him. I'm just afraid that right now I may have to.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's in some leagues you have to because of the tight end position there. All right, well, Dalton Kincaid, I mean, you would think that this is the great week for him considering the Bills are literally down to no wide receivers this week with Khalil Shakir being out. Shakir looked like the dominant wide receiver one in Buffalo. He is going to miss this week. So, George, Keon Coleman, I mean, is it his time now? I know he dropped a big pass last week, but maybe this is his shot this week to become who the Bills wanted when they drafted him number one overall. And I don't think the mindset changes at all with Houston outside of having to start Cam Akers again at running back. Joe Mixon's going to miss this game. You once again go back to the well with Houston. It has not been the fantasy season that I know a lot of people wanted, but it's still early enough.
The only question about Houston would be Cam Akers, you just mentioned, which once again, you probably have no choice. So you're starting him. You'll need touchdown deodorant, for that to work out. And our favorite, I guess not our favorite tight end, that'd be Mark Andrews, but Schultz, our second favorite tight end, right? That's always the only question. It's everybody else you're starting here. And I'm probably not starting Schultz, by the way. As for Buffalo, you already said it. Cook is a go. Allen's a go. Kincaid better be that number one target. The problem is, D'Amico Ryans of Houston, he knows that too. If I'm him, I want to take a Kincaid out, force him to throw to Curtis Samuel, force him to throw to Coleman here. I think Samuel, I do wonder if he could be that sneaky play out of the slot this week. All right, he'd be the guy I think I would target. If they're both available, I think it's more of a risk because Coleman's going to get the deeper plays, into the secondary here. So it depends on what you're looking for, volume or the chance to hit the big play here. But someone's got to step up for Buffalo.
Highest total on the board is the next game we're going to review here. It's the Cardinals and 49ers, and for good reason, because the 49ers have showed that they could score, and they'll also give up some points. Cardinals the same. I mean, George, they give up a lot of points, but they still are able to get you some fantasy points too. So Murray and Connor and Harrison obviously are in, maybe Wilson to a degree. And then all the 49ers that start, you got to start them too. I think this is going to be a shootout type game.
You're starting everybody on San Fran, all right? Arizona's defense is not good. So everybody on San Fran goes here. We talked about Ayuk. That might be the one guy I might think about, but because of who you're playing, I'm probably giving him a go this week. All right, we'll see what happens here. And as you said about Arizona, I don't think I would go down as far as Wilson or Dortch. I would throw McBride, but he's back from the concussion, so he's a must-start this week. I think he'll eat as well. I do wonder if him missing the game against Washington last week was part of the problem why the offense didn't move. And you said the other guys. You're starting Harrison, you're starting Murray, you're starting Connor here. So this should be a lot of fantasy goodness game, although probably more from San Fran than from Arizona.
Yeah, I think Arizona has a shot in this one. I don't know. Something tells me some strange game this week. Packers and Rams, let's get to them real quick. Green Bay, of course, having major issues on the wide receiver position. Love is a starter. Rams, no wide receiver start for you, but you start Kyren Williams. Who would have thought, George, we'd be a month into the season and you'd only start maybe one Ram? That's it?
Listen, we told us during the season, Kupp and Nacua were injury risks. Nacua was hurt during preseason for crying out loud, and Kupp's always hurt. All right, so once again, those are guys that when they get hurt, you have no one to blame but yourself. That's not to say you shouldn't draft them. We all do, but you have no one to blame but yourself. It's why when I always say during draft time, I can't draft more than one or two of these guys because you know they're going to get hurt. You got two, three, four of these guys, they're all hurt. You're screwed, and you're done. You have to be very careful here. I just said that Kyren goes 2-2 Atwell. Like I said earlier, I think he's going to have a big game this week. I'm starting 2-2. Volume guy. Think Wandale Robinson. Same type of game here. 6-7 catches, 60, 70 yards. You need to get to the end zone to really pay off here. Everybody on Green Bay goes. Kraft or Musgrave at tight end, that can be a tough choice there.
Finally, Cowboys, Steelers. If this goes to plan, the Steelers defense clamps down and it's a close game. But it is the Cowboys, and very similar to how I define the Raiders. I never know week to week who's going to show up on that team.
Oh, God. I'm going to be on in-game live primetime during this game with Gabe. 9:30, or maybe the fourth quarter. I'm not going to be happy. Not going to be. This is not going to go well. You know, listen, you're starting Dak, although you don't love it. Low-end quarterback one. You're starting Ferguson. You're starting Lamb. They always start here. That's it for Dallas. Maybe Tolbert if you want to look for
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
I would hope he gets into the end zone there. But as you said, I don't think it's going to be a very high-scoring game for the Cowboys. You're going to really have to pray that Tolbert get in the end zone. Steelers, Fields go. Quarterback one this week. Love him. Pickens yep. goes here. No Warren. Harris likely starts. Dallas can't stop anybody. Pat Freiermuth, tight end. He's going.
We'll be right back with more after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. We're going to take a look at some of the pricing over on DraftKings this week and tell you whether or not we're going to buy or sell this player. Let's start off with the Washington. Commanders. Washington Commanders. Let's start off with the quarterback, Jaden Daniels, George. I mean, this is an easy one for me. I'm buying this guy every single week. And, you know, I said last week here on the show, I wasn't sure. Maybe this is the trap game. And it wasn't. A lot of people think, by the way, George, this is the trap game this week, that they're going to lose to Cleveland. Maybe. I mean, maybe this is it. I don't know. But give me Jaden Daniels all day long. This is not only the rookie of the year, but maybe an MVP candidate at the end of the season. Washington right now, to me, I mean, at the very minimum, if you look at their schedule, I think they're winning 10, 11 games. This is a strong team in the NFL and a great fantasy team in the NFL, too, with Daniels at the helm and McLaurin there, too.
Yeah, Yeah, if you're not buying Daniels, the only thing is who? I can see you going, if you need to save some money, I can see you going with Jordan Love at 6,500, right? Save a couple hundred dollars, like a few hundred dollars. I can certainly see that. So I'm on buy Daniels as well. I have no problem starting it. But like I said, if I did need to save a couple of some bucks here, Jordan Love, I think, is going to have a big week this week against the Los Angeles Rams. I mentioned not much of a defense there, so I don't have an issue going with that. And I mentioned earlier, if you need to really save money and you want to go with Fields, I can see that as well. You know, so he's a buy. I have nothing negative to say about him. The Cleveland defense does worry me a little bit. You know, it's in. If it was in Cleveland, I'd probably be worried more. But remember, this is a defense that the Giants beat. You know, Cowboys beat as well. Teams that don't have great offenses here. So, yes, I'm with you. I'm buying. I am buying Jaden Daniels.
All right. Speaking of the Packers, Kyren Williams is licking his chops. This is the team that he is going to face off against this week for the Los Angeles Rams. He's like the last offensive man standing and still doing a good job. Highly priced this week on DraftKings, George. $7,600 for Kyren Williams. This is a buy or sell?
Well, we're running out of running backs, right? We don't have many here. We have no Taylor, no McCaffrey, no Mixon. Robinson's questionable. I mean, who are you going with here if you're not going to go for one of the higher priced guys? Henry's number one. He's at $7,800. So Williams is $7,600. You want to go with Mason at $7,400? I'm good with that. I think Mason eats this week as well. And once again, save $200 here. I have no issues. Cook, $7,000. Okay. You know, I think I'd rather pay the higher money because Kyren gets in the end zone. It's almost like we can guarantee you he's probably getting one touchdown. You know, anything more might be too much to ask there, but he's getting one touchdown. I'm not starting Etienne. Maybe you want to go Kenneth Walker against the Jets. There are other options, so Craig. So I can see where people might not want to go with him. Bottom line is this. I think Kyren's great. I do. But I think because of the other option, I said I can take Kenneth Walker at 68. I can take Cook at 7,000. Not as good as Kyren, but I can save money here. Maybe I can pay up for those wide receivers, which is what I'm going to want to do here. So I'm going to say sell, but it's not because I don't like the guy. He's great. He's having a fantastic year. But just because I can get cheaper options elsewhere.
Yeah, look, Singletary may miss the week. That creates an option cheaper on DraftKings in New York. Cam Akers is a cheaper option as a possibility. You know, in addition, Trey Sermon is one too. I just think there's a lot of cheaper starting options this week. So in a normal week, I think I would play Williams at 7,600, but I'm going to sell also. I'm going to go on the cheaper end here, see if I can get somebody to get me 50 yards and a touchdown, which, by the way, Kyren Williams, very possible. That's what he does too this week as well. All right, let's go over to the Arizona Cardinals, and they take on the San Francisco 49ers this week. And Marvin Harrison, Kyler Murray's arguably number one target, $7,500 this week on DraftKings. You want to buy this price with Harrison, George, or are you a seller?
Mentioned earlier, San Fran can be thrown on. Running on them is hard. It could be a tough game for Connor, but I think Murray is going to have success, he's going to try to have success through the air. Also, we expect San Fran to score a ton, so they got to keep throwing the ball. Right, so yeah, I'm buying Marvin Harrison, which you know, for a rookie wide receiver, $7,500. He's what, fifth on the board here. Chase, Collins, and Hill, but he's fourth on the board. Cup is up there as well, but we know he's out here. So I'm buying Marvin Harrison, having a great rookie season outside of Week One here. Another guy who's scoring touchdowns, which is why I'm buying him. All right, he's the number one target there. I think it helps that McBride is back as well. He'll be the underneath guy, clear out some room for Harrison. Give me Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, I'm a buy on all the Cardinals this week. Murray, McBride, Harrison as well. I think Arizona just ran into the hottest team in the NFL last week. I think that this is one of those upsets that could be brewing this week. I see a game that goes all the way down to the wire, and I'm gonna be big on Arizona this week. I think they play much better. $7,500 for Harrison, I am in on as well. Finally, the tight end position. Good luck. Good luck if your name is not Bowers or somebody else. Isaiah Likely. He's priced at $4,400. He's the better tight end in Baltimore this week. We know that there's no chance either of us, George or I, would put Andrews in a DFS lineup. Would you consider Isaiah Likely at $4,400?
No to the hell. All right, hell no. This ain't happening. They're not throwing the ball. Henry is running over everybody. All right, and they're going to try and do that again. I think Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator, knows how his bread is buttered bread. And he's going to keep doing it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And does anyone really think Cincinnati's going to be able to slow down Henry? Their best pass rusher, Trey Henderson's got the stinger, so he'll play, but he may not be at full strength anyway. Not that he's a run stopper, but no, I'm not going to. They're not throwing the ball. I don't like any of the Ravens pass catches. Not to say they can't hit a big play. That say can't hit a big play, but no, I'm out on Likely. I'll pay up. You know, give me the extra $900. Give me Kincaid, who I think has to have a big game here. Bowers. no issue. And I listen, McBride's the number one here. I don't know if I'm paying that high up, but I don't mind him either. I am a definite sell on Likely.
Yeah, I actually like both running backs in that game between Baltimore and Cincinnati. I like Moss on the side of Cincinnati. I like Henry on the side of Baltimore. And given the fact that it's, you know, $4,000 for a guy like Likely, George said it best, the Ravens figured out how to win. That's handed off to Derrick Henry. Are you going to be disappointed with Bateman and Zay and some of the other guys there and even Lamar? I think you are. Ravens are not going to change. They signed Derrick Henry to a reason for a reason. And guess what? They also let this guy off the hook the first couple of weeks. It was very obvious that the Ravens in September did not want to give Derrick Henry a big load until they felt he was ready. Well, obviously he's ready now. They want him for the end of the season. And I think that's what they're doing. I'm a sell on Likely as well. Coming up next, we dive into the potential future Hall of Famers in the NFL currently. And also we have the Sports Grid 60. So stay with us here on Sports Grid. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, George Kurtz will take a quick timeout and come back and wrap up the show. Well, we come back right after this. Don't go away.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. He's Craig Mish. I'm George Kurtz, taking you to the top of the hour here. On Thursday night, we had a great Thursday night football game, right? High-scoring game, 36-30, Falcons win in overtime. Mike Evans had two touchdowns, brings him for 100 career touchdowns in his career. Big question, is he a future Hall of Famer? Hard to say he's not. I think he is, and I am admittedly a tough Hall of Fame grader. I mean, when it comes to the Hall of Fame, I think it has to be the best of the best. If I have any doubts, you're not in. It's really that simple here. I think longevity plays a part of it. I think you need to play in football. Maybe it's 8 years. I think in baseball, it's more closer to 10 here. I admittedly don't care about the Hall of Fame. I think it's gotten watered down over the years. I think it's sort of an old boy, we like this guy. I mean, how did Harold Baines get in Major League Baseball, right? How did that make any sense? He's not a Hall of Famer. I just think when I think of a player, if I'm like, I don't know, then you're not. Right? If I don't think you're automatically one of the greatest of the greats, you're probably not in. Current football players who I would put into the Hall of Fame, as much as I think he may be a complete nutcase, Aaron Rodgers of the New York Jets quarterback, I don't think there's any doubt he's a Hall of Famer. Travis Kelce, he may be annoying us in fantasy, right, by not putting up the numbers we want here, but I think he's a Hall of Famer there. Derrick Henry, of course, who's just churning up yards. He should be a Dallas Cowboy. Jerry, he should have a star on the helmet. But no, he doesn't have a star on the helmet because you didn't want to pay him the $9 million it was going to take to get him. And you wonder why things aren't working out well for the Cowboys this season. So I said Hall of Fame, tough grader here. I'm that guy, by the way. You look at Terrell Davis, XR running back from the Denver Broncos. He had three Hall of Fame seasons. Other than that, not much. You know, I don't think I would have put him in either, but football seems to be graded a little differently due to the physical, violent nature of the sport. Next question. What is Jared Goff's ceiling here? We're talking about a trade here. Remember, Jared Goff was on the LA Rams, a trade that really might have worked out well for both teams. Or could it have worked out any better? Right? Stafford has a ring with the Rams who was traded from Detroit here. And now Goff with the new Detroit Lions, he may get his next. Right? That team is really good in Detroit, really good there. He's got one of the top offensive lines in football. and maybe the best running back duo in football, right? And his wide receiver group also might be second to none here. So everything's working out well for Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions. Like I said, that rare trade that may have worked out for both teams. The Rams, hey, they may not be much this year. But other than that, things are going really well in this deal here. It's funny, but when you think about that trade, remember, Goff was a throwaway. Rams wanted to get out of that contract. They were willing to pay. They pretty much paid Detroit to take him on here. So it is what it is here, but the trade is working out well for both squads. Up next, it's going to be our Sports Grid 60. All right, we had a little bit of a controversy in the Thursday night game, right? Or surely a controversy that happened, people talking about it after the game. And that is the missed face mask penalty, right? They called a holding penalty on the play that backed Tampa Bay up out of field goal range. They were at the 31 of Atlanta, all right? And they called the holding penalty, and that backed them out of field goal range to the 41. But they missed a face mask on the same penalty, on the same play. That should have been offsetting penalties. So the question has become here, should there be replay review of penalties? I've said it many times. I used to ref in men's hockey leagues, and I don't like the idea of review only because I know as a ref, sometimes we're letting things go. We're not going to call this today. Maybe I'm not calling the high sticky penalty. Maybe I'm not calling certain checks, whatever it might be, or just not one of my favorite calls, and I don't call that. So generally, I don't like that to be reviewed, but face mask is pretty cut and dried. You grabbed it, yank. All right? You are allowed to grab the face mask as long as you don't yank, but I mean, let it go. But you can't grab it and yank here. That would seem to be pretty easily reviewed, all right? And I'm starting to come along to the lines of maybe that should be allowed here. Some people argue that, hey, you get a certain amount of reviews, everything's reviewable. You know, I don't think you can review pass interference. I don't think you can review holding. There's holding and pass interference on every play. Every play. So I think we need to be careful with where we want to have these reviews go here. But I think for face mask, yeah, I think that's something that should be reviewed. Like I said, it's easy to see the grab and the yank. It's not hard to see here. And if they would have called that Thursday night, maybe the Falcons don't win that game in overtime. Maybe the Buccaneers pull that off here. So it could have made a big difference in that game. So I said, it's just one thing to keep in mind there. So anyway, this has been Fantasy Sports Today. Hope you've enjoyed the show here. Hope you're getting ready for Week 5, setting your lines. Remember, Joe P. Sapia and myself will be on Fantasy Sports tomorrow. We're getting you ready once again. We have the 9:30 a.m. England game tomorrow, so don't forget that. Coming up next here today is College Football Today with Ben Stevens, Joe Lisi, and Kevin Walsh. Once again, have a great Saturday, everybody. Hey, another NHL game about an hour as well here. So enjoy, everybody. Good luck.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.